Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Our official attorney is Lisa Lanier. She's president of the Lanier Law Group. If you have any kind of legal issue, get her at lanierlawgroup.com. She does a segment every week called Lawyer Up. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Well, we are. Great to talk to you. I saw this story yesterday and was so surprised that this couple had any trouble at all. They're in Arizona. They're married in their 60s, and it's a male-female couple. They got married. They have the marriage license, but on the marriage license, it lists them both as grooms. It's a groom and a groom, and the woman is currently relocating from Canada down to Arizona, so she's in Canada now, and so what they're doing is they paid, you know, some set amount for the marriage license, but now they have to pay another $319 court fee to amend the license. And they've got travel expenses because she has to be here to do it, so that she's got to come back from Canada. And so it could cost them upwards of, you know, $500, $600, even $1,000. They're saying, why should we have to pay for this? But the county where they are in Arizona says, this is on you. You looked it over and you signed it.
You had four witnesses sign it, too, in addition to the couple.
Right. But I was on their side because people from the courthouse also signed it. Lisa, who wins in this situation?
Well, you know, the government always wins, right?
Oh, well.
And, yeah, the government wins. Because these forms, not just marriage licenses, but lots of forms, one area where I see a lot of people get into trouble is birth certificates, because they hand it to the parents to fill out, and sometimes they get information on there either wrong or misspelled. But the same was true here. These folks were responsible for choosing the name. I don't think they actually filled it out. I think it, but they chose the responses.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had three choices. They could choose bride, groom, or spouse. And so there were a lot, you know, there was not just a yes or no kind of a thing. And it is the obligation of the newlywed to proof the document. And they just didn't proofread it.
I don't know.
I haven't been married in a while. I thought the form was just kind of the form. You know, I just said, you know, bride, groom. Maybe you're right, Lisa. Times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think that you would have to. I mean, I guess they had to check a box. Is that what it is now?
And they must have accidentally, or somebody messed up the word groom.
Because you can't pencil it in.
No.
Well, I think.
No. This was, and I don't know that every state has this, but particularly in this situation in Arizona, they could choose spouse, bride, or groom. And so
okay.
They did. I see people mess up with birth certificates all the time. There was a lady that I talked to several years ago who was not a good speller, and she tried to name her daughter Honesty, and when they handed her the birth certificate, she wrote O-N-A-S-T-Y, and she called me very upset because everywhere the child went, pediatric office, whatever, they would call out, "Oh, Nasty!
Oh, Nasty!" Oh my! Oh, Nasty Smith!
You
oh, Nasty!
You must. If you got her somehow, if you convince her she was right, you're the best lawyer in America.
You should have made her pay double.
You should have made her pay more. Good Lord! Oh, Nasty Jones!
Oh, Nasty Kelly! You can name one of your children. Oh, Nasty!
Oh, Nasty!
Oh, Nasty!
Good God!
Classic.
Oh,
oh my God, that's fantastic. Speaking of births, there's a story out of Charlotte, North Carolina today. A mother is upset with a hospital staff member. The hospital staff member admits that 15 months ago, when her daughter was born prematurely, the staff member was giving the girl a bath and accidentally dropped her, got a knot on her head, fractured her skull even, and said she came in hours later when the mom said, "Something's wrong here." She didn't tell her at first. She came back and said, "I'm so sorry. I was giving her a bath. She was wiggling. I turned around for 2 seconds. She fell on the floor." The woman, who is filing a lawsuit now against Presbyterian Hospital in Charlotte, her name's Jessica Roman, demanded to see a doctor and says, "I'm outraged by his response." His reaction was, "Hey, parents drop their babies all the time. Babies are very resilient. She'll be fine." Well, the girl, the little girl, Julie, is now 15 months old, and her mother is concerned she'll have health issues in the future because of this drop back when she was only minutes old. So she's saying this is a big deal, and she wants a restitution. She's looking for at least $25,000 here. It seems like she's going to win to me. Do you think the hospital really mishandled this case, Lisa Lanier?
Well, I think probably a jury would find that the hospital employee was negligent for dropping the baby. I think that's probably, you know, there's a duty to exercise due care And I'm certain that dropping the baby is not okay and not within the protocols and whatnot. But what's difficult about a case like this in North Carolina in particular is that we have a very severe cap on non-economic damages, and juries tend not to give a lot of compensation for things. And in any jurisdiction, she has to prove actual harm, not what might happen in the future. So the problem for her is, I think that there probably was negligence here. I think a jury would find that. But how much can she prove the damages to be? And in these cases, they are so expensive to litigate, tens of thousands of dollars for experts. And, I mean, I'm talking, you know, $50,000, $100,000 at least in expert witnesses to get a case prepped for trial. And if a jury says, yeah, you know, this was negligence and we'll give you $150,000, the child ends up still not winning.
Yes, that's... That makes a lot of sense to me. But let me say this on her behalf. You've got kids. I got kids. I'll say this on the hospital's behalf. They do wiggle. They're real wiggly, and especially early.
And they look slippery. I've not been there.
In the first few minutes, they're slick
real
as
slippery.
They're slippery as they can be. I remember, you know, and
like
when
trying to grab a catfish.
It's true. when my daughter was born, the doctors held her up by her feet, you know, to begin with. And I was like, golly, she's really, she was 30 seconds old. She was wiggling around. I thought, boy, you really got
Did
her.
Did they wear those wide receiver gloves?
Yeah.
With the, like the sticky surface?
Stick them. You have to.
You need something sticky to hold them.
Logo of the hospital on them.
Yeah. Well, when you put them together, they have a logo of the hospital on them. That looks really nice. One more.
And this child was 2 months premature, and I think another problem for their case is to be able to ferret out how much of whatever is wrong with her, how much of it was from being a 2 month preemie versus being dropped.
Exactly.
Poor baby.
It is unfortunate, but I think she's okay today. She just, you know, she did have that when she first was born, just minutes old. The next story, and the last one, is from Jared Leto, the Oscar winning actor. He is suing TMZ over what he claims is stolen video. Apparently, he and a sound engineer were at a home studio critiquing songs from Taylor Swift's album, 1989. And at the end, Leto said, I mean, F her, F Taylor Swift. I don't give an F about her. So he was, you know, malicious toward Taylor Swift, or he's at least critical of Taylor Swift. And TMZ has gotten a hold of the video, so they're ready to put it on their website. And he says, if you do that, I'm going to sue you that you've invaded my privacy. Can he stop it from being done, or can he sue TMZ since it's out there on video already? Have they really stolen it? It's a big case, apparently, for this type of entertainment. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, so they've already published it on their site.
Yeah.
He asked them to cease and desist, and they didn't. And so he has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit. And Jared Leto is a very litigious person, from what I understand. He recently filed another lawsuit against a news media outlet for defamation because they published something that said his junk was extra large.
He did. So, that's right. Yes, he did.
He did. He took offense that they said he had some large stuff. So, yeah, the guy's pretty litigious, apparently. But in this situation, this boils down to whether or not TMZ qualifies under what's called the fair use exemption to the exclusive right of copyright. You know, if you copyright something, you think you have, hey, it's my exclusive right.
Mm-hmm.
But news outlets have this fairly broad fair use exemption to that. But TMZ runs afoul of this a little bit because they are somewhat of a news, you know, they claim to be sort of a news group, but they're really entertainment also.
Right, right. So that's...
And so what has ended up happening in a lot of situations where they've been sued like this is they have ultimately ended up settling and taking the video down, but the damage is done.
Right.
At that point.
Right.
And you know, so if there is damage, so it's out there and it's news, but it's actually not a slam dunk for Leto or for TMZ because they do fall into kind of a hybrid situation of, is this really news reporting?
That's it's a vague thing then, isn't it, what it's going to be? I do remember him suing over somebody reporting that he had large junk, and everybody said, why? Why are you suing over this? What's going on? That's Lawyer Up, and that's Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Lisa, have a great weekend. Thank you.